Sechta Bab Metzia Daf Pei Vav Amud Bei is page 86, side B. So that if he makes a special condition, Riba Lahen, and he made them more than the than what they're accustomed to, this they get it. Umay Sanami, and this was also a story by Rabbi Yochanan Ben Masya with Rabbi Chaim Masya. Sha'amar Libnoi, he says to his son, Say schir lanu poyalim, go and hire for us workers. Holach uposak lahem mizaynus. So he goes and he makes up with them what he's going to feed them. Ukshaboy tzalavi, when he came to his father, told him this. Omar lo, his father says, Bini, since you made a condition to give them food, afilu ata isalem kisud shleima bishayte. Even if you're going to give them as Shlomo, the time that he was sitting on his throne, which he was elaborate meal, you did not fulfill their obligation with these workers, because Shem b'nei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, they are sons of Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, and the meal that Avraham Avinu made for the Malachim was even greater than the Suda of Shlomo HaMelech. Freg di gemore lememro de Sudos d'Avraham Avinu adifa midi Shlomo. Can we then say that Avraham Avinu was greater than the Mil of Shleima of Oksiv? But the Pasik in Malachim Aleph, in Perik Hei, in Pasik Beis in Gimel, it says, Vahi lechem Shleima le'yemechad, the bread consumed by Shleima for one day was Shloshim koir soilus, 30 koir of fine flour, v'shishim koir kemach, and 60 koir of flour, asor bokor b'rim, 10 healthy cattle, Sora bokari and 10 ri cattle, umeyo tsoin, and 100 sheep, levad me ail tsiv yachmur barburim avusim, besides the ram, the deer, the yachmur, and the stuffed the birds. Omar Guryin ben Astioin mishmei the rav, and Guryin ben Astioin rav, that the flour and the fine flour, halolu, is only la milon. That was only for the dough to cover the pot, so that it sucks up the dirt of the food. But for eating, they needed a lot more flour and fine flour. Rabbi Yitzchak says that the cattle and the sheep halolu is only litzike kedera, that is to taste, make it tasty, the food. But for the actual eating, they needed a lot more. So, Bama Rabbi Yitzchak, Elef Noshim Hoyu L'Shleima, that Shleima had 1,000 wives, T'kik Shleima, Kolachas V'achas Osu L'Bevei Sokach, each one prepared in the home, such as the Pasuk says, My Taima, why did each one prepare so? The Gemara says, because Svuro Shemetz L'Soyedayim, because that woman thought, maybe he's going to be by me this day. And this one thought, maybe he's going to have his meal by me today. And say, so it was all the 1,000 women. So this is by Shleima. But Vilu Gabi Avram, what does it say with regards to Avram? The Malachim that came to him, they appeared to be like Arabs. See, if it says in Bereshis, Perikud Ches, Pasik Zayin, Velaboka Rots Avram, he ran to the cattle, Vikir Ben Boka Rach V'Toyv. V'amar Rabbi Yehuda took a good, soft, and Rabbi Yehuda Rav says, since it doesn't just say Ve'ikach ben Bokar, but it says Rach v'toyv, we can expound. Ben Bokar Echod, there was one who was a cattle, another one was Rach, which is extra to teach, there was another one too, Shnayim. And then it says v'toyv, it was good, it was also extra word. We learned there was Shloisha, so we know there was three. So Avram prepared only three cattle, which was a lot less than the meal of Shleima. The Gemara answered, no. Also, Tlosa Toyed Lutlosa Gavri. There were three oxen for three men. But Hocha by Shleima, the meal was Lechol Yisrael for all Israel and Yehuda. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, in Malachim Aleph, Perik Dal Pasukhov, Yehuda and Yisrael Rabim, Kachoyla Shenel Ayom, they were many as the dust and the sand as on the edge of the water. And the Pasuk says, Lareiv, they would Eich, Lemesheis, Mesmechim, they would have all their food there. The Gemara, my barburim avusim. What is this barburim avusim? Stuffed birds of Marav. These were chickens. Shaifsin oisim bal korchom. they would stuff them against the force fed them. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said that these are chickens she'avusim ve'emdim eleihem, that they just eat by themselves until they became fat. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Mevim toir mimariso, you bring a ox from his place of feeding, loy onis, that was not forced to do work, v'tarnagolas mashposa, and a tarnagolas from the dirt that just eats from it. And she didn't have to raise birds, and those is the one that you stuff. Rabbi Yechon adds, Rabbi Yechon, Mufchar shebebehemes, the best of the meat of the animal to eat is shoir, is ox. Mufchar shebeifes, the best of the birds is tarnegoilis, is the chicken. Amar Rameimer says, what is this barburim avusim? Is zan zakto chmato bebot niso de mishtakach beinatzori. It's a dark black chicken, which is a stomach, big stomach, and that hangs out amongst the presses in which you press grapes for wine. And she eats those seeds, the lematzia pasio kanyo. She cannot step and go over. She cannot go over the stick because she's so fat. The Gemara continues now with the drushes in Breishis Yudches Zayin. It says, "Vela bokarot Avraham," and then it says, "They took ben bokarach v'toyv." He ran to the bokar. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav. So Rav Yehuda said, "Name of Rav." This one it says ben bokar. That's echod, and what it says rach means shnayim, second one. It says v'toyv means shloisha, third one. So it turned out three cattle. Frank the Gemara ve'imachad. Maybe it was really only one. And it says that Rach v'toyv is kidabriin. She, as people usually say, that when they talk about a good ox that they have, they say that Rach v'tav, that it's soft and good. The Gemara says, if that was the case, lichter, the pasuk should have said Rach toiv, not with the vav, Rach v'toyv. My v'toyv. Shema menel the drashah that teaches us that it's coming to expound that it was an additional cattle. Frag the Gemara emotrei. So let's just say it was two, because Rach only explains that the ben bokar was rach, and the vatoy with the extra vav teaches that there was an additional one. So how do we know there was three? The Gemara says midetoyv ledrasha rach lam ledrasha. Since the vatoyv is coming to do a drash to expound on it, so that also tells us that the rach is also for a drasha. Today the Gemara meisiv rabba barula. So rabba barula is the kasha. V'itayim and other people say rabba hishaya asked this question. V'itayim and other people say rabba nosim rabba hishaya asked it. In the pasuk later on in Bereishis Yudches pasuk Zayin says Vaytenel Anar Vaymar Lasi Oisei, so it talks about a singular. So it's mashma there was only one Ben Bokir. And the Gemara says Kol Chad V'Chad Yehove Lenar Chad. To each one of the cows he gave it to another individual to prepare it, but there was three. For the Gemara it says Vayikachem V'Chol V'Ben Abokar Asheros V'Itin Lifneim. So it's mashma, there's only one. He took the ben bokar. The Gemara says, the kama kama, the bati aysel kamei. The first, as they were finished cooking, he brought to them to eat. So he brought one at a time. Pretty more of a lomelit loso. Why did he have to prepare three cattle? Why wasn't it enough for three people? One. The Gemara answered, to feed them three tongues of the cattle and mustard, which is something which is a very delicacy for kings and distinguished people. Omar Rav Tanchum Barchani, Loi Rav Tanchum Barchani says, Loi Lomal Yishana Odom in Aminuk. Person should never change from the tradition in the place that he comes to. Shari Moshe Ololam Morein. Because Moshe, when he went up to the heaven to receive the Torah, and he would lead there for 40 days. V'loi Ochal Lechem, he didn't eat bread, because that's the custom in the heavens that there's no eating of there. The same thing, Malach HaShoros Yorod Lamata, when they came down to this world, to the tent of Avraham Avinu, v'ochlu lechem, they had the bread as it is the custom in this world. Frag the Gemara, v'ochas al gadaitoch, can there enter your mind that they actually ate? The Gemara said, la'emon niru kimish ochlu v'shosu, it appeared as if they ate. They pretended to be eating and drinking. Omar Yudhamarav, Sarabinu Rav, kol ma'ashos Avraham, le'malach HaShoros, Batsmeos. Everything that Avraham Avinu did for the angels that serve, he did it by himself. He didn't send anybody to do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the same thing is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lubonov Be'atzme. So the Eibishter did the same thing for his son by himself. And any part that Avraham did through Ashliach, also HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lubonov Ashliach. So Hashem also for his sons did it through Ashliach. Because the pasuk says, V'la'bokar rotz Avraham in ha'preshis yudches zayin. V'yikich ben bokar, that by himself, to correspond to this, in Ma'midbar Yudalf Lamed, Yudalef Lamed Aleph, it says V'ruach Noso Me'is Hashem. The wind came from Hashem. Vayoga Salvim in Hayom. That Hashem by himself, so to speak, brought them the made the fly the Salvim. And the same thing as the pasuk says in Bereishit Cheskel Vayikachem Avacholo. He took the butter and the milk he gave before them by himself. Corresponding to this, it says, that Hashem himself gave them the bread from the heavens. And also it says in Bereishis Yudches Posiches that he was standing under the tree by himself, and Hashem says to Moshe in Shmois Yudzayin Vov, I will be standing there on the rock, the Kadosh Baruch himself was there before him. Further, it says in Bereishit Chazayim, Avraham Helech Imam Shalchem, that he by himself went and escorted them. Ma'itzis Mitzrayim, Yishmeish Yitgimu Chafaf, it says, V'Hashem Helech Fneim Yoimam, as if to say that Hashem by himself is escorting them. But the water that he didn't give by himself, as the Pasuk says in Bereishit Chazdal, Yukach Nomad Mayim, that means Rosh Liach. So that's why Hashem says also to Moshe in Shmeish Yitvavo, V'kis V'atzur V'yotzim Menomayim V'shosu Ha'om, that Hashem gave the Yidden the water through a shliach. Zog the Gemara, the pligit Rav Chama Rav Chanina, Rav Yudah disagrees, Rav Yudah, the name of Rav disagrees, Rav Chama Rav Chanina, Dom Rav Chama Rav Chanina. For Rav Chama Rav Chanina, V'chein Tonu V'Rabbi Shmuel, also we learn the Brais in the Beis Medrash Rabbi Shmuel, B'schar Shloisha Zochul Shloisha. As a reward for three acts of Avraham, his seed merited three. Bischar chema v'cholov. As a reward for giving them the butter and the milk, zochu l'mon, they merited the mon. Bischar v'emed aleihem, zochu l'amudon. He was standing over them, the seed merited the pillar, the cloud of the pillar of the cloud. The cloud was constantly over them, as it says in Ma'midbar Yudalad Yudalad. It says, the posik shamu kya. And b'schar yukach nomad bayim, because it says they should take a little water, zochu lebeir shel Miriam. They merited the well of Miriam. So we see that these are all schusim for Avraham, not like we said before that the bayim was through a shliach, a tzur that was like not proper. The Gemara continues to explain what Avraham Avinu did. He said, "Yukach nomad mayim rachz laglechem." Amar Rabbi Yane, Rabbi Shmuel, take some water and wash your feet. Rabbi Yane said, "Rabbi Shmuel, amar loy." So the Malachim said, "Avraham v'chibar vayim chashad etonu. Are you suspecting us that we are Arabs? Shemishtachem lavakshar laglechem, that they bow to the dust of their feet, and that is why you asked us to wash our feet. Kvar yotzo mimen Yishmael. That from here Yishmael already was of you. He bows to the dust of his feet. In the pasuk it says, "Vayedel Hashem b'leinu mamrei v'yoshev pesach oil k'chayim ayim." They were sitting by the entrance of the tent. The heat of the day. Gemara, "Ma'i k'chayim ayim." What does it mean? The heat of the day. Omer Abcham Rab Chanina. So Rav Chama Chanina, "I saw Yohim that day that the Malachim came to visit Avraham. Yem Shlishi Shlamilo Shl Avraham Hoya." It was the third day of after the bris of Avraham, and he was very sick. Ubach Kadosh Baruch was Lishel Bish Avraham. Hashem came to see how Avraham is doing. Hotzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Chamin Artika. So Hashem took out the sun of its seat, so this should be very hot, and the people should not be traveling in the roads then. So that Tzaddik Avram should not have to trouble himself with guests. When Avram says that saw that there was no guest over there, Shadr Lelozel Mepik Lebora, he sent his servant Eliezer to go outside to see if there is possibly somebody passing by so he can take home. Nafag Ashkach, Eliezer went out and didn't find any passerby, so he went back and told Avram, Omar. So Avram said to him, Lemem, look, I don't believe you. So he went to Damri Tamon. This is the source when they say in Eretz Yisrael, Leisem Nusa Be Avdi. There's no belief in the slaves. Nafak Yu, Avram went out, Chaziel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, Hashem, the Koya above it is standing by the door. Hanedik Siv, this is what it says in the Pasik in Perikit Ches, Pasik Gimel. In Breishis, Vayim Rashem, in Nov Tzosech HaMenech, Al No Savir. Told him not to pass, Me'al Avdecho. So he's saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who came to visit him. But Kivin, the Chos, the Chos of Vishori. Avram, Hashem says, Avram was tying up the bandages on his mila, and he untied it. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Slavach, Eru L'mekam, Lav Oirach, Aru L'mekam Ocha. It's not the Recheretz to stand here. The Gemara says, Hainadik Siv, that's what the Pasuk says, Vayisa Eino Vayar, V'inishloisha Noshim Nitzim Olo, Vayar, V'yoros Tekrosim. So it's a difficulty. In the beginning it says that they saw them Nitzavim Olo, that means that he saw they were close to him. And then it says, V'yoros Tekrosim. They had to run towards them. If they were close, why did he have to run to them? But Mikoros HaKamele. In the beginning they came and they stood by the door. But Kiyachaz Yudav Leitzara, when they saw that he was in pain, they saw that it's not a derech eretz to stand here. The Gemara man ninu, who are these three shlesh anashim? The Gemara says mechoel veGavril Rafael. Mechoel veGavril Rafael. So why did all three malachim mechoel, Gavril, and Rafael arrive? Mechoel shabal levaser Sarah. He came to tell Sarah the news that she's going to have a son. Rafael Shabbat Rapes Avram, he came to heal Avram from his circumcision. Gavril Oza Limapchil Isdoim, he went to turn Isdoim over. Freidig Moravoksi, but it says in Posik in Breshi Tes Alva Yavoshne Amalochim Isdoim Abarev. So there was two of them, not just Gavril. The Gemara answered the Ozal Michoel Bahadei, the Shazil Loit. Michoel went with him in order to save Loit, but only Gavril turned over Isdoim. The Ikonami. It's also so we can derive this from the verse that only one malach turned over his doim diksiv, because the pasuk says in Perek Yutes pasuk chofei vayafich esorim ael in a singular, and he turned over. Diksiv vayafchu didn't say in a plural. Shema mino. So from here we see that only one turned over his doim. Predi gemara maishnog legabe Avram. Why by Avram they agreed diksiv kein tasek hashem debarto in Perek Yutes pasuk hey do as you spoke. They accepted the invitation. Maishno lebabi loit, and why by loit exceed? Over there it says in Perikitas Pasigimu.